Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studios every week, I have the pleasure of chatting with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing great today. It's good to be here. The weather's pleasant for February in Carbon County. I can't believe it's in the 50s.
The weather's been pleasant for winter in general since December.
I know. And I did see this. I want to throw this out. I did read this today. We worry about our water year. And the hydrologists say that, Carbon County, the state of Utah should be good for their water year. Oof. Because we had such a good water year last year, and we were smart with how we saved water. So
right.
We should be good for this year, but it's a little scary for 2019. We need some snow.
So. Right. I agree. And you know what? I was actually thinking the same thing, because last winter was insane. It was crazy. And I still remember last summer still being told, we still need to conserve water. Watch your water use. Please be smart. And now, at that time, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we're
good. I can water my lawn for 3 days straight and we're going to be good. But looking at it now, I'm like, oh,
good
that
idea.
Was smart. That was a very good idea.
You know, the other thing with this pleasant weather, this is just off the top of my head as well. Even though we don't have a lot of snowpack, the wildlife, we still want to respect our wildlife space. This is a time of year they're very stressed. Even though we've had a mild winter, they're still stressed. So make sure you're not, disturbing the wildlife. Don't get out in the elk herds or the deer herds and make them run away and things like that. Because I have actually found a few deer that expired due to winter loss, just me being out. So,
yeah, I find them every morning in my yard eating my shrubbery. And as irritating as it is, I have to realize that they're hungry. They're looking for food. So
yeah, they are.
Here they are in my yard, and I've just got to let them be.
Just let them do their thing, yeah, and be respectful of the wildlife.
Absolutely.
So today we want to talk about we started a new program in our jail it's a kiosk system. And so the kiosk system actually does a lot of things for those that are incarcerated in our jail. It's the way that we're going to start doing visiting. So you can communicate via email, via text, or you can actually Skype in and talk to people. And of course, all this, the email and the text are very minute, but the Skype, it all costs money. And the way this works for the county is the company that provides the kiosks doesn't charge us anything. They take a percentage of the money generated by the kiosks. So we do everything from commissary to inmate visiting. It does so much stuff. We can also post all of our policies and our jail handbook in there so they can review that. We have a law library that we're going to put in that so they can look at their law library. These are things that we're required to provide for inmates. There's been question, we put it out on Facebook, and there was some question about, how much is this, what's the expense of this to the county? It actually generates money for the county, because everything you do on there costs money to the inmate. So people put money on an inmate's books for various things. They can buy snacks with it. They can buy an MP3 player if they're allowed to have it, and they can buy music to listen to. And we use that as a tool in the jail to manage inmates. You have to realize, and I know there's a lot of people out there that think, well, gosh, these guys are in jail. Why do they need these things? Well, these are ways that we manage 60 inmates to keep them relaxed and calm and not a management problem. So,
right. And it's just something that at the end of the day, it makes everyone's job a little easier.
It does. And, although they're inmates and they've broken the law and they're incarcerated, they're still human beings as well. So, we have to take care of them accordingly and treat them like they're people. And they earn the right to do certain things in there. So, and we use that as a tool to keep them on their best behavior while they're in jail.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to bring up? We get a chat every single week, so I know that you've always got some really nice safety tips.
This time of year, we always talk about the frost on the window. The other morning I left, I had to go to the Capitol, and my window had rain on it that froze. It was an ice ball. Want to remind people of that. And as it gets closer to the end of the school year, and you know how fast time goes, we're going to be talking about the end of the school year. The kids aren't really paying attention to what's going on. Make sure we're watching for the kids at the bus stops and in the school zones. We have been getting a lot of complaints on the old Wellington Road for speeders. We will be beefing up our patrols out there. So if you travel the old Wellington Road, make sure you're driving 45. That's the speed limit out there. And just watch that. It's easy to, with newer cars, it seems like it's easy to speed and you don't even realize it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely is.
I catch myself every now and again having to use the cruise control. So, but those are areas that we're watching for. We're going to be Carbonville, Old Wellington Road, Spring Glen are areas that we've kind of beefed up our patrols, especially during the school times. But I'd like people to be conscious of that and slow down if they can.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely have noticed an increase in my neck of the woods. In the mornings, while the kids are on the side of the roads, I definitely see more patrol from the Carbon County Sheriff's Department, which is great because those kids, they're just out and about, running around. They don't care. It's still dark, and they're crossing the road like nothing.
They don't even realize that they're in danger.
Right. They have no clue.
Yeah.
They're ready to go to school and have fun.
Well, and they're kids. They're invincible, they think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because everyone else is watching for them.
That's right. We have to.
Right. We have to. That's the life of a kid. Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate you stopping by and telling us about what is going on at the jail. It's always nice to kind of get an inside look of things that you guys are implementing and changing just to make the lives of not only your deputies, but the inmates a little easier.
You know, it just makes everybody's life a little better, and we advance with technology. We might as well use it.
Absolutely. Well, you can find all the info that you need by heading on over to their Facebook page, Carbon County Sheriff's Department. They are always updating that, posting things that are going on throughout the community so that you can stay informed at all times. You can also find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com. That has been another Castle Country Focus.